Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
From his beginning as lead singer of the Jackson 5 to becoming one of the world's most successful entertainers, Michael Jackson had quite the career. 680's music reporter Rudy Blair joins us now live with a look back at his accomplishments. Rudy.
You know, I was going to go through this whole list of stuff that I have here, but I just thought, you know, after what we just heard, I'm going to throw out some memories myself. You know, growing up as a child, I remember, you know, one of the biggest things I ever had a chance to see on television was the Jackson 5. I remember as a kid watching the cartoon on ABC, and why it was so great was, you know, being a person of color, it was one of the few black cartoons I ever had a chance to see whenever they had specials. I mean, we used to just, you know, we couldn't wait for to see them, you know, come on television, whether they'd be on the Sonny and Cher show or whatever. And of course, whenever they were releasing a song or an album, it was like just huge anticipation. My dad used to drive to Buffalo to get the albums before it came to Canada. So once we got it, you know, it was just like, get it on, get it on. And of course, we would dance all the moves. My brother would pretend he was Michael. I was Jermaine. It was great. And then growing up, I remember going to Buffalo to see the Jacksons. I saw them at Maple Leaf Gardens. I saw them at the CNE Grandstand during the Victory Tour. I remember seeing people get on buses to go see them. And, you know, people were singing and dancing and having a good time. Guys had gloves on. You know, people were trying to do the moonwalk. It was great. And, you know, one of the things I always remember, too, a lot of people may not have realized, but when MTV first came on the scene, you know, all they did was play white videos. They never played black videos. It was Michael Jackson that helped break that color barrier. So he did a lot for music. I know he did a lot for me, and I know he did a lot for the fans around the world. So trust me, he will sorely be missed. Live from the newsroom, Rudy Blair, 680 News.